We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines on the bottom of Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. And the Gemara now, in the next few blat, are going to talk about extensively about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. So, Tana Rabbanan. Sheva Mitzvahs Nitztavu B'nei Noyach. I'll just tell you, it's a little bit of a kasha. Why is it called the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noyach? It was given to Adam HaRishon, like we'll see in the Gemara. You have to know why it's called Bnei Noach, not Bnei Adam HaRishon. The early ones, they can send the end of Teretz. But Akaparim, there are, first, let's talk about it, but you need a Geshmak of Teretz for this. Sheva mitzvahs da Bnei Noach. What are the seven mitzvahs? Dinim, which means they have to appoint Batei Dinim, you have to have courts and have laws. Ubrikas Hashem, Avayda Zara, there's Gilarayas, Veshvichas Domim, Vegezel, Ve'evir Menachai. These are the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. Some make a simon. The seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach is the Aleph Beis. Aleph is Eiv Menachai. Beis is Birkas Hashem. Gimel is Gilo Arayis. Dalet is Dinim. Hey is Hereg, is Shvichas Domim. And Vav is the hard one, is Vigazel. And Zayin is Avodah Zarah. So these are the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. You can make a simon for Aleph Beis Gimel, which basically are the three Gimel Chamurois. And then four other ones, which is Dinim, Birkas Hashem, Eivir Menachai, and Gezel. These are the seven. Huh? No, you can do that also. The three big ones. All different ways to remember. These are the seven mitzvah according to this Mandiyam. We'll see. There is a machlokes about it as we go on the sugya. So then the Gemara brings down certain Tanoim, add on other ones. Rav Chanina ben Gamlo ben Gamliel, Omer, not only Eivir Menachai, Adam Menachai is also one of the top of the Vav Mabez, also one of the Sheva Mitzvah Menach. Now it's the Shmoyna Mitzvah Menach. Rabbi Chitka Amar Afal HaSirus. There's an Isser Sirus, Pasha means an Adam, a person that now will make himself that have children, castrate himself, is the word. You're not allowed to do that. Rabbi Shimon Omer Afal HaKishuv. Also, sorcery is also one of the mitzvahs of Menach. We're adding on to the seven. Rabbi Yisrael Omer Kol Omer Beparshas Kishuv. Anything that's said in that parasha of Mechashev, Benoich Muzalov. What does it say in that parasha? It says in the parasha, Lo Yimotzi Becho Mavir Benoi Bitoi Be'esh, which would mean similar to Moilach, that would be Isser. For them, Koisim Kesomim, Ma'oinein, Menachesh Mechashev. These are different types of sorcery and Kishuf. V'choy V'chavar V'shol Oy V'yidoini V'dorish Shalameisim. And it says at the end of the pasuk, Yitayavas Hashem Kol Eisaela V'glal and because of these terrible things, Hashem gets rid of them in front of you. So you see, they got an oinish of getting thrown out of their country. So they wouldn't get an oinish if they weren't chayiv on it. So it must be, that's what Rav Shimon saying, Rav Yossi is saying, that it must be that the Benoyach is chayiv on these things, because you see, the goyim got thrown out of their homeland because of these averis. So it must be that Leonash Elam Kinhiz, it must have been the Osir in it, and there's Azar on that. Rabbi Lozoim Afal Kalayim. Kalayim is also one of the Asurim. So Gemara explains, Mutar Menayach Livash Kalayim, Lozoray Kalayim. Vein Asurim, the Isser really is, Ella Baharvas Behema, of two behemoths to make Kalayim, Baharvas Behema, Vakavas Ilon. And grafting two trees together, those are the Isurim of Kalayim that we're adding on for the Benayach. So now the Gemara is going to go into the Makairis for the Sheva Mitzvah Noach, and we will get to these Tanoim much later on. I think on Daf Nun Tes around. We'll get back to these Mandiyam with a Makar for those Mandiyam. Zokti Gemara. Menonimili. What's the Makar for Sheva Mitzvah Noach? Rami Yechon Amakar, the Pasuk says, Vayitzav. This is Pasuk by Odom HaRishon. It's Bereshis Beis Pasuk Tezayin. Vayitzav Hashem Elikim Ala Odom Leimar. Mekol Eitz Hagon Ochoil Toichel. Now, this whole pasuk is extra. Why is it extra? Because it already says in Parak Aleph, Pasuk Chav Tes, it says, "Vayomer Elikim, Hinei Satal Chem, Es Kol Eisev Zerei Azera, Asher Al Pnei Kol Haaretz, Ves Kol Eitz Hashaboy, Pri Eitz Zerei Azera, Lechem Yeh Le'achlo." Long pasuk, beginning of Bereishis already, Pasuk Chav Tes, they're allowed to eat everything. So why does the pasuk have to repeat again over here? It says, "Vayitzav Hashem Elikim." The pasuk design over here in Parak Bay, it says, "Vayitzav Hashem Elikim Ala Adam Leimor Mekol Eitz Hagon Ochal Toichel." It's actually leading to the next pasuk, which says, "Eitz Hadas Toiv Ra Loi Soichel Mimenu Ki Yerachol Mimenu Toisimus Mois Tumas." But what's pasuk design for? It's a whole thing. It's extra. The entire pasuk is extra. The Yad Rima points this out. Therefore, we dash in the pasuk and we say it like this: "Vayitzav Elu Adinim." Vayitzav is referring to the din that Adam and Rishon have to keep dinim. How do you know if tzav, loshon tzav is dinim? V'cheinu ha'emer, it says in the pasuk, ki yedativ, leman asher tzav, hezbonav, hezbeisoy, acharov, v'shomu derech Hashem, lasois tzedoko u'mishpat. Tzedoko u'mishpat means, tzedoko means pshara, like Rashi says, and mishpat means din. So you see clearly, they have to keep tzedoko u'mishpat, this Rashi is later on. That's what means you have to keep tzedoko u'mishpat, and that's how you know, and it says, v'shomu derech tzav, so if tzav means dinim. Hashem's rubric is Hashem, v'chenoimer, v'noik Hashem Hashem, moishim was. So you see, Hashem is a remez to birkas Hashem. Elikim zu avodas kachavim, v'chenoimer, lo yir l'chol him acherim. That's referring to avodas zara. Lo yir l'chol him acherim ala adam, the pasuk ala adam, zu shvichas dam. The pasuk ala adam is a remez to shvichas dam, v'chenoimer. It says first in the pasuk, actually, by Parashas Noach, Shoifich dama odom ba odom doma yeshafech, ki betzalam alakim osa sa odom. So it says clearly that Shoifich dama odom ba odom, so you see that Yechayiv for odom means shviches damim. Lemar zugile rais, v'chino ha'im says in the pasuk, Lemar, it says in the pasuk, Elosh Lemar by znus, says Lemar, hein yishal chishas ishtar v'holchom itoy v'hoysel shachar. So you see clear that Lemar is referring to Agila writes, "Mikol Eitz Agon." It says, "Mikol Eitz Agon." V'loy Gezel. The drasha is, it says that you're allowed to eat from all Eitz Agon. It's mashma. It has to be hefka to you, and not something that belongs to someone else. Ochol Toichel v'loy Evim Nachay. Ochol Toichel, you should eat, and so dashing only eat from this. V'loy Evim Nachay, and not Evim Nachay. That teaches us that it's Evim Nachay. So it's Ochol Toichel v'loy Evim La'achila. But not Ibn Achai, that's not Ibn Lachilo, it's made from a gadol of Lodos, like Rashi says, and therefore he's even made the Issa Ibn Achai. So I see it's bothering the Eil very much, because we know that the other reason was not to eat meat. It says only after Noach ate meat, right? It says in the Pasuk that they're not allowed to eat meat. That's what Rashi learns. The Pesukim say that everyone is allowed to eat all the grass. It says you and the behemoths, and we see from there. The pasuk of Lashon is, it says, "Yilad eat kol pri eitz zrei zera." V'lechol chayas haaretz chol efeshmaim chol remes adamash boi nevesh chayas kol yerkeis lachlo v'yichen. It goes together. They're allowed to eat. You and the animals allowed to eat everything, and it's mashma that like Rashi speaks out there. Hishla hem behemos v'chayas lemaichel loy hirsha la'odav l'ishtoy l'hamis beri l'achal basa. So chayr, what's the game of nachay? You're not allowed to eat any animals, right? You hear the kasha? You're not allowed to eat any animals. What the nachay? So Tosfos asks the kasha right up on art. Look, Tosfos. You're not like kill an animal, eat it. Other reason was allowed to eat meat, but only if it died by itself. You weren't allowed to kill an animal to eat the meat. So you would think maybe if an eva falls off a chai, I'm allowed to eat it. The pasuk gave him a chai is aser. Even though it falls off by itself. So these are the seven mitzvahs that Noach all learned from the pasuk.
What was
Gezel
for that
Adam? Right. It punked wasim. That's why I had to speak out. That you'll eat all eight again because it's all mufka to you. But if once he had children that day already, on Friday, he had three children, he couldn't take from them. That would be Gezel. He took their stuff. Also, Rabbi Yitzchak, Tani Ipcha. He darshan the pasuk a little bit different. He says, Vayitzav zu avayis chavim. Vayitzav is referring to avayis zara. Alikim zudinim. Bishlam alikim zudinim when it's down the chsiv nikar baal bayis elohim. So you see, alikim means a dayin. Ela vayitzav zu avayis zara, my mashma. We see vayitzav means avayis zara, because he's switching around. Vayitzav and alikim, the vayitzav means avayis zara, my mashma. Rav chisv vayitzav amar abdim v'chad amar. One says the makar that vayitzav means avayizaros from this pasuk. Soru maher min aderach hashetzvisim osu lahem egel masecha. See loshen asiya and tzvisim. You see loshen tzvisim by avayizaro. V'chad amar oshuk Ephraim rot oshuk Ephraim. Ephraim it had soros from the goyim rotzut mishpat and Hashem gave him din. Why kahoyel holach achrei tzav? He went after avayizaro. You see we're calling avayizaro tzav. So my benaya, what's the difference if the pasuk of the makar that vayitzav means the resorus from sorrow marim and adarach asher tzvisim vaslam vegem masecha or from asher kafrayim? What's the difference? Ikabenayu, the nafkamina is if akum she asher vayizara v'leishdach v'lo. If akum made a vayizara and didn't bow down to it, did he was he over iser? The man diyama asu mishas asiyah mechayev. According to man diyama, the learners have in the pasuk asu l'megel maseicha. There's an issur mishas da asiyah alone. Just like it says by Yisrael, lo yisas lechem kol pesach. No chiyev misa for that. But it's one of the Saras Adibris that we're going to learn this week, and it says there, and besides the issa avayda zara, you're not allowed to make avayda zara either. So here it sounds like we learn from the pasuk asu. There will be an iser. The pasuk says lo yisas lechem pesach lechol tmuna. So there will be an iser on a guy. That would be the chiyuv of Avodah Zarah to make a shvas asiyah. The man demek ki hoyl halach achar atzav. Then ad the ozel basra a palach lo. Do you go after Avodah Zarah and you serve it? Frank the Gemara. I'm Rav Mika. Man diyam ba'akum she'asav Avodah Zarah v'lo yistach v'lo chayiv. Is there man diyam says that a guy who makes Avodah Zarah is chayiv misa ready? By the time I went to the brayso, ba'akum dvarim shebezin she'ishom misim aleha. By a guy, it goes the same thing like Yisrael. Something that a Bezdin of Yisrael kills Yisrael for, Benayach Muzalem. Benayach is Muzan that. Ain't Bezdin Shal Yisrael Misan Allah, ain't Bezdin Muzalem. And Bezdin is not Muzan that. So what are we coming to say in this price? Lamuti Maim, Lav Lamuti Akum Shosha Varezar, Vlay Shtachvala. Just like by a Yisrael, there's no Misa. By a guy, there's no Azara. By the way, by a guy, Azara means Misa also. So by a guy, there's no Misa either. So how can you say that the Ism and the Yom holds the Osu alone is enough? We have a Brisa here that says that a guy is like Yisrael. What's it coming to refer to? Pashas is referring to Asiya. Or my papa, no, it's not referring to Asiya. Avada Asiya, maybe by a guy makes Avada Zari is Chayiv Misa. What are we coming to exclude in this Brisa? Loy lemute gifu fenishuk. That if someone hugs or kisses a Avada Zara, he will not be Chayiv Misa. Even by a guy. So give nishuk the mind. What are we talking about? Ilam the kedarka. If that's a derech to serve that avodah zarah that way, vark talu tak chayim misa. Elamut is shloi kedarka. In the case of shloi kedarka, just like by Yisrael, by gifu v'nishuk is not chayim. Same thing by a guy is not chayim. That's the bryce coming to teach us. But echanami, if you one man neyomar, if you learn that from the pasuk, oslam egel masecha, a guy will be chayim avodah zarah just by making avodah zarah. Dinim bnei noyach ifkud. You tell me bnei noyach. We already had the mitzvah of dinim. That's what we're saying. It's one of the seven mitzvahs. Break more is not true, but Tanya Tana Brayisa. Esa mitzvah is established of Mara. Klai Yisrael were taught 10 mitzvahs in Mara. What were they? Sheva Shkiba Aleim B'Noyach. 7 mitzvahs B'Noyach. But Yisifa Aleim, 3 more. Dinim, V'Shabbos, V'Kibra Aveim. Hang on these 3. Dinim, D'Chsev, Shom, Som, Loi, Choyke Mishpat. So that's Choyke Mishpat, that's dinim. In Shabbos Kiruvim, the Chassid says in the Seres Adibris, in Parshas Veschanon, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Lekecha. Where was that? Where did Hashem already command you those things? Kasher Tzivcha Amara, already Amara. And don't tell me it means the first Luchos, because the second Luchos were the same thing as the first Luchos. So Kasher Tzivcha has to be something else. Kasher Tzivcha Amara. So Akaponim, so you see, what do you see? That the 3 new mitzvahs in Mara plus the 7 mitzvahs were dinim, kibreveim, and Shabbos. So dinim was not taught yet as a 7 mitzvah. What is going on over here? Amram Nachman Avuah lo nitzcho ala eida ve'edim v'asra. Echanami, there were dinim in the Bnei Noach. In Mara, they added on some extra rules that you have to have eida, which is 23. You need eidim and asra, because by a Ben Noach, 1 eid's enough. You don't need asra. 1 dayin's enough. So that we added on, that's the dinam means. We add on the rules.
It's
not 7 and 3. Because there's more details in it. It's not vasifole dinam, it's just expanding the same dinam. It's not being moistiv, new mitzvah. What were you moistiv? It's not being moistiv something. That's your kasha. El amarava, loy nitzcha, el dinam knosses. They were moistiv something. A whole new thing called knosses. El dine knosses. A whole new department. I've got the right word I'm using for. I'm looking for a certain word, but a whole new category. That's a whole new category called Knossos. That's called Nudinim. We know that but there's no Knossos by Ben Noach. There's Dafka real din, no Knossos. So Aldina Knossos. Frankly, Gemara, Kati, Vasifa Bidinim by Leo. It should have said Vasifa Bidinim, not Vasifa Dinim. It should say Bidinim. They add another category in Dinim. So that's what should have said. Elo, Amrabach, Reakon, Nitzchah, Elo, Hoshiv, Bezdin, Vachal, Plach, Vachal. You know what Dinim meant? To make a Bezdin in every single city, Vachal, Ir, Vir. Vaha, Frankly, Gemara, Vaha, Bnei Noach, Leif, good. And that Bnei Noach didn't have yet? Because he's saying, the Moise Dinim means Dinim in every city. And that they didn't have yet? Vatayan, Kim, Shtav, Yishol, Elo, Hoshiv, Vat, Dinim, Vachal, Plach, Vachal, Ir. Just like Yisrael was in every single city and every single area, same thing by Ben Noach. So it's still shver. What is going on here? We have a braisa that says 10 mitzvahs, 7 is menayach, and 3 is dinim. How could it be one of the 7 are dinim? The Gemara says, you're right. That braisa of 10 is going to different man the Omar, who does not have dinim as one of the first 7. He took out dach and put in sach. What does it mean he took out dach? He took out dinim and berkas Hashem and replaced it with sirus and kalayim. So according to Rabbi Menashe, dinim and berkas Hashem are not part of seven mitzvot menorah. Tell me, Menashe, seven mitzvot menorah, the zara, gil, raish, v'chazdam, the 3 chamuras, then gezel, v'chai, so far the same, then sirus v'kalayim. Sirus v'kalayim are added on, and we don't have dinim and berkas Hashem. On Maro, they got dinim, that wasn't menorah, that was Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer, a different shita. Odom arishon istava el alvayzor avad. Only alvayzor. Shnei mitzav Hashem lekim al Odom. And he darshins that this pasuk is all referring to vayitzav Hashem lekim al Odom. Hashem lekim has to be king of Odom and not alvayzor. Rabbi Yehuda Maseir, Eimer, afal birkas Hashem. Also birkas Hashem. V'yashem afal dinim. Also dinim. Maybe 3. The 3 would be alvayzor, birkas Hashem, and dinim. Command Oslo, because all include the word Elikim, which means Sarara. Sarara means not of a Zara, and if Birkas Hashem, and Dinim. Command Oslo, Hodom Rav Yidom Rav, Elikim Ani, we dash by Sev Hashem Elikim, means like this, Elikim Ani Lo Yisakal Luni, don't curse. Elikim Ani Lo Yisamaruni, don't replace me. Elikim Ani Yehei Moira Aleichem, my fear should be on you, which means referring to the Pasuk Lo Yisagur Pnei Yishki, Amishma Elikim, who is referring to Mishpat. Who is that like? Kamaki Yeshayim holds these 3. So we have Tanya ben Menashe who took out Dinim and Berkas Hashem, put instead a Sirus and Kalayim. Those are 7 mitzvot. And a new Shita Rabbi Yehuda holds only Avad Zara. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir says 3. Avad Zara, Berkas Hashem, and the Dinim. Those are the 3. So a lot of different Shitas over here. And the Gemara is going to go now ahead and explain the Drasha Tanya ben Menashe. We're going to have to wait until tomorrow Shir. Wait with a bated breath tomorrow to get the pshat in Bnei Menashe, the pasuk, the psukim, the drashas, the fi of Bnei Menashe.